careful and his wife. And Rav is saying that it's even worse. That when your wife, she's talking to you, it's Hashem speaks. So if Hashem tells you that you're stupid, what can you say? Can you argue with the Creator? You're stupid, so now can you change it? You say, Hashem, I'm stupid. You created me stupid. And now also I'm going to take off my shoes that I'm going to also feel comfortable, smiling. Stupid and barefoot. Water. It's for me the water. ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו.
אמן.
At least I'm not thirsty.
I guess that's why I'm so happy every day, getting stupider from learning.
It's just, you know, this is what it's called, Ra'ovet HaTochecha, you should love the rebuke. You decided you want to do tshuva. So from that moment and on, every rebuke is an opportunity for you. You just need to remind yourself that this is your purpose in life, to do tshuva. If you forget that this is your purpose, or if it's not really your purpose, so it's a problem. You don't like to be rebuked. But if this is really your purpose, to fix yourself, and now you can realize what are your mistakes, how stupid you are, so it's an amazing opportunity to work on your attributes, stupid attributes.
Spoken to two Avrichim today.
Stupid Avrichim?
You and someone else, and both of them say that the wives are going crazy.
My wife is not going crazy, my wife is going straight. I'm making her crazy.
You're going crazy.
I'm not going crazy also, I'm just making her crazy and going straight.
Once we believe that everything is from Hashem, so what do we have to talk to Him about?
That everything is Hashem, you said?
Yeah, so what do we have to talk to Him about? Because you know everything is from Him.
Because He commanded you to talk to Him. He commanded us. Let's say that now your child is going to tell you, Father, I love you. Bye, ticket to India. See you in 25 years. With Zrat Hashem, Belin Neder. So, can you be happy with that knowledge that your son, he loves you? No, you miss him. You want to be in touch with him. You love him.
But it's from Hashem that your son's going.
From Hashem, so what?
Is that a Tova?
So what if it's Letova? It's Letova, and he also gave me the will. He gave me a will inside. The will that he gave me is something that I need to search. For an example, you can say to your child, you cannot go out to play with your friends outside, to drive bicycle. You cannot. And you tell him, now accept it, it's all for the good. No, the truth is that you do want him to go and play. But you want him to do homework before. So you have a certain reason, hidden reason, inside of the punishment. The punishment is not the purpose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the person to be punished, to be rebuked. Adrabah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be with him in love, and in pleasure, in light, in illuminated faces. But if you don't have the power to receive the smiles of Hashem, because you're going to use them in a bad way, you're going to be arrogant, you're going to think that it belongs to you. So for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not going to smile to you, because why he going to smile to you to damage? If that smile, Osher Shamur Le'Be'alav Le'Ra'ato, wealth that is saved for the honors, to damage the honors. Now you have money, and that money makes you so arrogant that you cannot be communicate with people. You feel better than everyone, and from your family, and so that wealth that you have is not wealth at all, it's poverty. Actually, it's ruined your life. You feel always that you don't have no one to talk to, you don't have no one to speak with, you don't have friends, you cannot count on no one, everyone are your enemies, so that money is damaging you. So who needs that money? That money is a curse. Also in faith it's like that. There are people that came, there were people that came to the yeshiva 3 months and they imagine to themselves like they're so holy, and it's all imaginations. And they feel that they're so clean and they have very strong, but they do yot on Am Yisrael, and that light is damaging them. It's light with no vessels, it's not a light. It's they're playing with fire. After 3 months you can see those guys in special care. In hospitals, sick people, no, really sick people. because they received too much light and they didn't know how to perceive it, and now it breaks them, their vessels, even more. This is why all of that shita that we're talking about all of the time, of patience, of wait and accept and love your downs, accept your downs. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing, Rav Shalom said that in Shabbos morning, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed the person down to see his humility, for certain people it's not to succeed, for other people it's to fail in sins, literally. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing that, he's doing it for one reason. He wants to show you what your real will is. Where are you holding in the will? Because in the path that a man wants to walk in, they're leading him in that path. And if there is a certain path that you're already walking in that path, this is the path that you chose for yourself. You can argue, it can be hard for you to accept it, but this is what the Gemara is saying. בדרך שבה אדם רוצה ללך מוליכין אותו. In the path that a man wants to walk in, they're leading him in that way. If you wanted to sin, you had a desire to sin. What is ta'ava? I have ta'ava. I have ta'avat achila. I have ta'avat zeit. All of the ta'avot. What is ta'ava? The explanation, the meaning of the word ta'ava is will. Lust is a desire. It's a will. He wants it. This is what that you want. It can be very stupid things sometimes. Very, very stupid. Very, 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 very stupid. No doubt. This is why you have that smoke detector to remind you how stupid you are. In the moment that you become to be arrogant, stupid, no problem, she's going to wake you up. If a person purified himself enough, so his wife, she's helping him. His wife, she's helping. Zachana said, lo le'ezer, she's helping you. In what she's going to help you? To make food, to clean, to brush your shoes, to what to do? What? You need help. What's the help? What the help that you need? You need to get closer to Hashem. To get closer to Hashem, it's only by humility. Because you cannot be arrogant and to be with Hashem. Because me and him cannot stay in one place, Hashem is saying. So you have to be humble, like Moshe. And even Moshe, remember that very carefully, even Moshe Rabbeinu, in the time that he haven't circumcised his children, and he thought that he had it was justified, that he had a reason, because they were on the way to go to a journey, and it was long in the desert, and on a donkey, and it was hard, and he was afraid for their life, and he found a reasonable reason not to circumcise his children. In the moment that he done that, and it was wrong, a snake came and tried to kill him. And without the wisdom of his wife, of Zipporah, the wife of Moshe, he would die. Because he broke one rule, that he haven't realized what really Hashem wants from him on that important issue of covenant, of Kedusha. Need to understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very medakdek with the righteous people, but also he is medakdek and close to everyone that wants to get close to him. On that, one of the Avrachim from the Yeshiva came once to Rav Shalom and told him, Rav, how can it be? People outside are doing one time, 6 hours in Bodedut, and they see miracles. And us, Rav, we can do six after six, and nothing is moving. How can it be? Rav answered to him, because you, like in Brooklyn, they're saying, use, plural. With yous, I'm working to the roots. I'm fixing you in the root. Need to understand that. So what is higher? To bring the salvation after 6 hours? Or to receive faith? Really, to be close to Hashem. To be one with Hashem. To cancel yourself to the will of Hashem Yitbarach in a perfect way. To say thank you on everything that happens in your life, no matter what. To know it's Hashem, to accept Hashem, to love Hashem, to hug Hashem. To cancel yourself to Hashem, this is something that this is the purpose of all Torah mitzvot. So now you want to drop that to have a house. You want to drop that your wife is going to listen to you, that the lunch is going to be ready at time. That, I don't know what, that you're going to have $20,000 a month, that no one's going to bother you, no fears, no anxieties about money. It's all imaginations. It's all imaginations, because you can have all of the money, and a house, and a slave. You don't want a wife, you want a slave, you want a shifcha. You can have a shifcha, it's not a problem, Hashem can give it to you. But you will suffer. From inside, you will not going to be happy. Because the real happiness is kirbat Elokim, it's to be close to God. You can have everything and to feel empty-handed, to feel frustrated and broken. That your children are not appreciating you, that your wife, she doesn't love you, that the money cannot provide you happiness and joy. You can have money, what can you do with it? Can you sleep in two beds? Can you eat two lunch? What? Can you eat two meals? What are you going to do? Really, except of what that really you need, that your body needs, what else you need? You don't need nothing. You don't have nothing to do. You want to make your anxieties and your fear quiet. So it's only because you don't want really to deal with the source, with the root of your fears and anxieties. You don't want to deal. You want to make plasters to cover. We have money, no one's going to take us out from the house. I have a very good doctor that I can reach him every time I need. He's answering even in Shabbos, no problem. It's going to make you healthy. It's going to lengthen your life. I spoke with Rabbi David Chaim Stern. Rabbi David Chaim Stern told me the people that going to go with Mishnayot in their thoughts, going to think Mishnayot a lot, every day going to learn Mishnayot like that, and going to do the Thursday nights, it's going to lengthen their life in 20 to 30 years. This is a promise. This is a guarantee. This is something to think about. This is something to think about. It's written in the Gemara Kedosha, Kol ha-ma'arich b'tfilato, ma'arichin lo yamav b'shnotav. Nachon? ככה זה רשום? Everyone that length in his prayers, they're lengthening his life. Means that if now, usually, tfilat Shmona Esrei, and I heard it from Rav Shalom, if now you pray, usually pray Shmona Esrei, 5 minutes it takes you. And today, you pray Shmona Esrei, 10 minutes, they're going to lengthen your life in another 5 minutes. If now you pray Shmona Esrei 1 hour, they're going to lengthen your life in 55 minutes. You know how much you're going to be ready to pay on 55 minutes in the end of your life, 1 minute on your deathbed? How much you're going to pay for a day? You know how much you're going to pay for 6 hours? You know how much you're going to pay for 6 hours? You don't have the amount to pay. And today, you can purchase it for free. For an hour. For 2 hours, for 3 hours. If you don't believe the Gemara that is saying that, you have a problem of epikorsut. You're an epikoros. But if you do believe in it, so what are you doing? What else do we have to do in life except of committing ourselves to the Torah and Kedusha? To follow those advice. And it's advice. The Zohar Kadosh is calling the obligations itin kadishin, etzot kedoshot, holy advice. It's holy advice. No one is forcing you nothing. You want to go? Go! Go to hell! Go! Go to hell! This is what you want. You want hell? It's open! It's easy. It's not a problem. No one is stopping you. You want to contaminate yourself? They're opening for you. You need help to contaminate yourself? No one needs help. No one needs help. This is why they're not insisting. They're not assisting you. The one that wants to purify himself, they're helping him. Why? Because for that you need help. Because that is something that you don't know how to do. It's hard. For that you need to cancel yourself to Chachamim, to listen to people that went in that path and went through what that you're going through now, and to listen to their advice. And En Chacham Kebal Nisayon, you have to learn from someone that got the experience. So for that you need bitul. You need to work hard. You need to work on your humility, to be able to accept from someone, to be able to come to classes, to come to yeshiva, to go to the field. To the field, this is the hardest thing of them all. Because from the field, you always go out humble. Always, always, always. You cannot go from the field with nothing except of humility. Always, if you have the merit to do it, but the dude. you go after, you realize I'm nothing. It's so funny that I'm talking to Hashem. Who am I to talk to Hashem? Such, don't understand all of those doubts. If even Hashem heals me, Hashem accept my prayers, really. Yesterday I heard an amazing, I don't remember the name of that tzaddik. I think his name was Yitzchak Meir, Rabbi Yitzchak Meir, but I don't remember where from. And a weird name of that city, I don't remember. And and he was making miracles, moftim to people, something mamash, not usual. Everything that people needed would come to him, he would give. Everything, crazy things, mamash, on the spot. And one time came to him a woman that for over 10 years or so, she didn't give birth. No chance to have babies. And she came to him, and he told her immediately, on the spot, alright, you'll have children, go, next, what else? And this is it. And she went, and she became pregnant. And the students came to him and asked him, Ahab, how are you doing that? What's going on? What? Tell us, what's your secret? So he said, what's the problem? So they asked him, Ahab, how you done that? Answer the question, how you done that? He said, look, I'm not asking nothing for myself. And that poor woman, she needs children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give, so this is it. So I asked him, why isn't he not going to give? What's the rule? What are you thinking so much? This is the answer. This is the answer, the simplicity, that for him it's so obvious that Hashem shomea tfilat kol peh, that Hashem listens to your prayers, that Hashem loves you, that He wants to answer you. This is what it brings to salvation. You pray with all of your doubts and fears and anxiety, and you say to Hashem Yitzbarach, look, I don't count on you. You don't love me, and I also don't love you, and you have problems, and now you want him to save you. He needs you to understand that he loves you. This is what he wants you to achieve. That simple faith, that Hashem loves you. If you're going to achieve that, this is it. You don't need to convince Hashem. Just there is a certain amount of tefillot, or there is a certain, it's all intention, kavana, or amount. You need to bring something. You need to be able to contain the bounty, the shefa that you're asking for. So if you bring something in a small amount, but very concentrated, with a lot of heart, with a lot of intention, so even one word can achieve it, can contain it all. If not, if you come without a heart, you need to bring more prayers, more prayers, more prayers, more prayers. Rav Shalom told me that he haven't prayed on a house never in his life more than half an hour. And he received over 10 houses for free in his lifetime. We cannot understand it. But we have to believe in it. You don't need to waste time on a house, on filling up in a house. You don't. There are things that are so much more important. I'm Israel. I'm Israel. A few days ago, there is a huge righteous man in Jerusalem. His name is Rav Shlomo Ofer. Chassid Breslev, a very righteous man, Mekubal. He is making a Seudah Revi'it in Motzei Shabbat every week. A certain family of rabbis, of Litvish rabbis, brought a boy, a child, that is not paralyzed, Mugbal. Figur.
Handicap.
With suffering. A boy that is suffering very much on a wheelchair. Very, very, in a very hard condition. Brought that boy on his wheelchair and put him in front of the table of Rav Shlomo Ofer, and now you will deal with him. Brought him to the Seuda. Put him in front of a Rav on his Seuda. Great. Rav opened the Likutei Moharan. Rav Shlomo Ofer opened the Likutei Moharan. I don't know which Torah. And he started to read over there that the main Rachmanut, that the real Rachmanut is mercy, is to give da'at, to give wisdom to people. And then he explained over there that all kinds of suffering that a person can go through in life are nothing compared to the disgrace that a person that will have if he will come after 120 without Shabbos, without Tefillin. He is now driving a Jeep that you are envious at him. You look, he looks like a $3 million driving on his Jeep. And you look at his suit, at his wife, Chas Shalom, at his wallet, at his crocodile leather shoes. I don't know what. And you say, wow, that person, he's got everything. A swimming pool in Miami, I don't know what, everything. And when he's going to come after 120 years to court in heaven, he will be in such a disgrace. Such poverty. Poverty. You will not gonna have nothing to protect him. You will be totally naked in front of Hashem. You're gonna be in a disgrace that we cannot imagine. Today, it looks, this is Alma de Shikra, world of lie. People that looks important in this world, they're not important in heaven. People that looks very poor in this world, they are very rich in heaven. They're saving Torah and mitzvot. That those are the outfits, the malbushim for the world to come. Another word of Torah is going to save you, going to protect you. Another word of tefillah is going to save you, going to protect you. You're taking care of the 70 years, maybe, hopefully, that you're going to have in this world. And you're putting so much power on protecting those 70 years. When they're standing in front of eternity. Endless life. And you don't worry about that at all. You don't think about it. You're distracted by the lust and desire, that small coin that is blocking the light of the sun from your eyes. You put it in front of your eyes and you cannot see nothing. This is it. Two small coins of 10 agorot. And you cannot see the sun. You just stuck them in your eyes and this is it. Money, 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 money. Must be funny. It's all shtriyot. It's all imaginations of this yetzer hara, of this world. And we need to work on ourselves to break the power of imagination. That we're going to remember Alma de'ate, the world to come. World to come. Not next world. The world that is coming, is coming, is coming. You're sailing on your love boat with your imaginations. And you feel that now, oh, it's time for supper, it's time for swimming pool, time to play some cards, I don't know. But the boat is sailing to the sunset. Always sailing. Always. Always sailing. And you cannot stop it. You cannot stop it. It's sailing. And you don't know when is the day. No one knows when is the day. One can die in the age of 90. One can die from a tractor in the middle of his job and to leave five children in the middle of the noontime. And you don't know. You don't know nothing. You don't know. So what do you need to do? You need to commit yourself to Hashem, to scream to Hashem. This is what Hashem wants from us. That we're going to commit ourselves to Him. That we're going to tie, bond ourselves to Him. Our hands, our legs, our eyes, my heart, the brain, the mouth, the air, all of the organs. Taryag mitzvot compared to the taryag evarim, ramach evarim shasa gidim, to ramach mitzvot aseh, shasa mitzvot lo taseh. To the obligations to the mitzvot. All of the organs have to be committed to Hashem Yitbarach. How are you going to do that? First with your thoughts. First commit your brain to that, your decision, your will. I want you, Hashem. Cannot do that without it, but to do it daily, every day to say to Hashem, Hashem Yitbarach, I want to commit myself to you. Hashem, I want to believe in you. Hashem, I want to see you. Hashem, Hashem, all day long. Yosef HaTzadik, he was Ish Matzliach, he was a successful man. Why he was successful? Rashi is saying, because Shem Hashem Shagur Befiv, the name of Hashem was always in his mouth. Always he was saying, Hashem, 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 always. Bezrat Hashem, Bechazdei Hashem, Imirtzeh Hashem, Toda La'el. All of the time praising, all of the time thinking, Hashem. Hey, come. Bezrat Hashem. Hey, I need your help. Bezrat Hashem. Im yirtzeh Hashem. Always. If Hashem will want, if Bezrat Hashem, with the help of heaven, I want to. Bezrat Hashem. All Hashem. Thank you very much, Chazak Baruch.